Well, then again, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get wrong, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, Stone. This is Lennon Abner.
The bubble has burst. The famous rocket ship was blown to bits as it attempted to take off on its fabulous flight to the planet Mars. Fortunately, both Lum and Abner escaped without injury, neither one of them being in the ship at the time of the explosion. Squire Skimp was not quite so fortunate, however. Mr. Corey, the prospective investor, turned out to be a detective and placed Squire under arrest for selling stock in a non-existent corporation. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in their jot 'em down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
No, Mom. That's all I know. Well, Squire just had to go out of town on some kind of business, I think. No, I don't know that, neither. All right, not at all, Miss Simpson. Goodbye.
Yeah. Sister Simpson, that who it was?
Yeah. Trying to find out what happened to Squire so she could gossip it all over town, I reckon.
Well, why didn't you just tell her he was arrested, Long?
Oh, he more likely having enough trouble as it is.
Yeah.
If Sister Simpson got hold of the story, she'd get it twisted or Squire committed a murder and everything else.
Well, Long, exactly what did he get arrested for? I never did figure that out.
For selling stock in Mars Corporation.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's legal,
No, not when there ain't actually no corporation.
Well, there was a corporation, though. I was vice president of it, so there must have been one.
No, there wasn't. Squire never got it incorporated. He just told us he did. When he got them stock shares printed up at some little printing shop.
Well, I do know.
It wasn't worth a penny.
He was
selling them for $10 apiece.
And that's what they arrested him for, huh?
Yeah, that was it.
I don't get it's a lucky thing for us that we weren't able to sell none of them things, Lum, or we would have got arrested too, wouldn't we?
That's right, isn't it?
Why, sure.
Yeah, I never thought of that before.
But wait a minute, so Lum. We was officers in that corporation, and we just as guilty as Squire?
Well, ordinary we would be, yeah. If it was corporated.
Well,
it wasn't, see.
Yeah.
And another thing, Squire saved it from that. He never knowed he was doing any cause.
Well, how'd he do that?
Well, you see, he thought that Mr. Corey was a big financier fella. He never knowed he was a detective, of course.
Yeah, I know that.
So, Squire was trying to sell him this stuff. And he wanted to get all the money for himself, so he told Mr. Corey me and you didn't actually have much to do with the corporation. Said it was all his own idea.
I know you, old Squire, sure talked yourself right into that, didn't
he? Well, he done talked yourself right into that. You know, the more I think about this, the more I realize just how lucky we were, Adam.
Lucky?
Well, we're lucky we ain't in the penitentiary, and we're lucky we never got blowed to pieces in that rocket ship.
Yeah, don't get off the field, get the shakes every time I think how close we come to getting blowed up,
I went over to that vacant lot this morning. You know, there ain't a single piece of that rocket ship left. Not even a little bitty splinter of wood.
Well, I found a couple of pieces of it hanging over by my place.
You did?
Yeah. As you see, Trunk found part of one of the wheels in his garden this morning.
Oh, that's one good one. Well, I'm glad it's parts of the rocket ship, not us, that they're finding all over.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm still sorry for we never got to make the trip to Mars.
Well, I ain't. Glad we never got started, even.
Well, I didn't exactly want to go there, Long, but don't forget we still got all them bills to pay, and that was the only way we was going to make enough money to pay them was being celebrities and writing books about our trip and all that.
Well, we'll just have to figure out some other way to make money. Do you know what I found out about Mars this morning?
Found out? You mean something that ain't nice?
No, this was in the almanac.
Grandpappy
Spears ran across it and showed it to him. Mars is about 240 million miles away from here.
240?
That's what it said.
My doggy, that's farther than Kansas City, huh?
Of course it is. Me and Grandpap got to figuring, and we discovered that if we went 100 miles an hour, it'd take us about 100,000 days to get there.
Huh.
That figures about 274 years.
Years?
Yes, sir.
Is that for the round trip?
No, no, it's just one way.
For the land sake. Huh. Let's see here. 2 times 274, 2, 4, 8, 7, 4, 3, 4. Doggone, we'd be over 500 years old by the time we got back to Pine Ridge.
Of course we would.
Well, I'm glad we never went either then. I admit that we'd be celebrities all right and get rich, but long me, Mom, I'm afraid we'd be too old to enjoy our money.
Enjoy our money?
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't even be alive.
No, I reckon we wouldn't that old. Well, so it just appears like whenever a fella comes into a heap of money that way, he just starts living too high and pretty soon just kills him.
Well, I don't mean that, though.
Oh, that's old Frank Euclid. He come into a fortune when his paw died. Paw had at least $600 or $700. I don't know exactly how much it was, but I know he had a lot of money.
Wonderful,
well. Oh, well,
howdy,
Teddy.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Abner.
Hello, Mr. Long.
Hello, Teddy.
Say, was you fellas' valises blowed up in that rocket ship yesterday?
Oh, my, yes, everything was, Cedric. Even them expensive scientific instruments that the professor bought.
Oh, it's all gone anyway. I was fixing to borrow one of them.
Borrow one?
Yes, Mom.
What do you want with a valise, Cedric? You going on a ship?
Yes, Mom, I reckon I am.
Well, take my advice and don't go to Mars, Cedric. You'll be 500 years old time you get back here.
No, Mom, I ain't going there.
No, I wouldn't.
Don't think I'd mind the trip to Mars, but it's that getting started that worries me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is sort of a sudden start, even at dynamite. Well, where about you going then, Cedric?
Oh, I ain't for sure. Ain't made up my mind.
No.
Some big city, that's all I know.
Big city?
Yes, Mom. Pine Ridge ain't big enough no more, I don't think.
Well,
wait a minute, Cedric. What do you mean Pine Ridge ain't big enough? What are you getting so big-headed about?
Well, I ain't getting big-headed. It's the same size it always was, I think. I'm just trying to be patriotic, that's all.
Patriotic?
What are you talking about, Cedric? Well, this here. This is an A book.
Huh?
See, that's what they call it. It's got stamps in it.
Oh, stamp album. You starting one of them, Cedric?
Wait a minute. This ain't no stamp album. It's a gas rationing book, ain't it, Cedric?
I don't know. All I know is it says each one of them stamps is good for 4 gallons of gasoline.
Well, I do know. Well, that sounds like a right good bargain, Cedric. Believe I'll buy some myself, though, that cheap.
No, you got the wrong idea, huh? These stamps don't buy the gas. They just give you the right to buy the gas. You can't get in unless you got a book with these stamps in it.
Well, that's a funny way to run a sale on gas.
Well, they ain't running no sale on gas. They're doing just the opposite. They give them into rationing gas.
Rationing it?
Yeah.
Why, that's silly. We got plenty of gas. Why, right over in Oklahoma, I bound you they've got barrels and barrels of it.
I know that.
Well, don't they give them that nose?
Sure they give them that nose. They know it better than me and you.
Well, and what's the idea of rationing this gas?
Just give me a chance to explain it to you.
Of course, yeah, of course.
You're making the same mistake a lot of folks did. The government ain't doing this because there's a shortage of gasoline. They're doing it because there's a shortage of rubber for automobile tires. They want to keep every car running all during the duration, because that's important.
Yeah, huh?
Of course it is. That's how folks get backwards and forwards to work and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they figured out the natural way to save rubber tires is not to run them so far. Cut down the mileage. Are you following me? And they found out the best way to cut down mileage is to ration gasoline. That's simple enough to understand.
Oh, sure, I see it now, yeah. But now, what if a fella can't get along on that much gas, so?
Well, they got other books a fella can get if he's in the title thing. But the best way of solving that is to get together with your neighbors and share your cars.
Huh?
For instance, if two fellas take turns riding to work with one another...
Well, wait a minute, don't I? Who are these two fellas?
Well, just any two fellas if they take...
Well, what's their name?
Well, it don't matter what their names is.
Look, they're too long. If they're going to ride with one another, they ought to know who they're riding with. It ain't safe getting in with just any old stranger, you see.
Well, these fellas ain't strangers, Abner. They're neighbors.
They are?
Sure.
Well, my doggies, you'd think they'd know one another's names then, wouldn't you? Living right next door to one another, that way. Must be awful stuck up, folks.
And they know who each other is.
Well, who are they then? That's what I want to know. You got my shoe off your outline. Come on,
I don't know who they are. The point is...
Well, what are they being so secret about this for? Are they ashamed of something they did?
Oh, for goodness sake, hey, let me explain it.
Go ahead.
The point of it is that two fellas ride together and take turns using their cars. Both these fellas are traveling as far as they used to, but they're running their cars just half that far.
Uh-huh.
In other words, share your car and go twice as far. That's an old lettered thing I just made up, I think.
Uh-huh.
You took my stamp book now, Mr. Long? Excuse me, Cedric. I forgot about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go.
Doggy, I'd give anything to know who them two fellas is.
Well, I expect I better be going now. I'll send you fellas a postcard from the city.
The city?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait a minute, Teddy. I forgot what we started out discussing with you. Exactly why are you going to a big city?
Because I have to. Pine Ridge just ain't big enough, that's all.
Ain't big enough for what, Teddy?
For being patriotic, too.
Huh?
I got to get to a big place. That's all there are to it.
Well, why do you, Teddy?
Well, the government gave me this gas stamp book and told me to use it, didn't he?
Uh-huh. Well, you said they did.
Well, I got to do what they tell me to do, don't I?
Sure.
Well, I know good and well I'll never be able to use up no 4 gallons of gas a week in a little place like Pine Ridge going backwards and forwards the world.